Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here on this Friday. It's December the 11th, and we're moving closer to Advent. This Sunday, believe it or not, is the third Sunday of Advent. And if you recall, we've talked about this before, there's only four Sundays in Advent. So we're kind of like at the halfway point right now. And as once we hit that third Sunday, we've got a full week, the third week of Advent. And then we're going to go into that fourth week of Advent. Christmas will take place on Friday of that day. So we're about at the halfway point. And I don't know how your Advent is going. I hope it's going well. But here's the deal, and this is what I want to tell you today as we kick off the show. Even if you don't think this has been a good Advent, it is not too late to start. You can start right now. And even if you haven't been doing what you feel you could be doing, you haven't been working as hard as you could, you can start from this point in time and really make sure that this can be still your best Advent ever. So don't give up. You know, the Lord can work with you from this point in time, and you still got 2 weeks to go. So we're going to talk about that, some ideas in looking at that, as well as some other things. And I'm really glad that you're able to join me on this program. We got a seat at the table reserved for you, and we're going to talk about some things. The one thing that I really want to key in on today, this flowed out of the responsorial psalm from today's Mass, the daily Mass, and it's this. It's taken from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12. Those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. And I saw that today, and I thought, I need to talk a little bit more about this today. Those who follow Jesus will have the light of life. In other words, you won't walk in the darkness. I think so many times we feel that we are walking in the darkness. Life can be overwhelming, and it could be uncertain. You could feel hopeless. You know, we talk about these things on the show frequently because these are things that I have felt, or maybe I continue to feel at times. But what I want to let you know today is, and this is something I addressed in my daily email devotional, that this idea of growing closer to Christ, he's very real. You know, I'm not just wasting your time with some pious thoughts, some feel-good rhetoric. I mean, this is more than that. I'm talking about if you make the effort, and yeah, you have to make the effort. Christ wants to get involved in your life. He wants to become real to you. But you gotta work at it, and that's what Advent is all about. Advent is recognizing the many ways in our lives that we shut them out, that we don't include them, that we just focus on what the world offers. And look, it's not easy. Even among Christians, it's really easy to check off the box and to go through the motions and never take your relationship with Christ to that next level. Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's possible to get to that next level. It begins today. Advent is a great time to do it. And I want to share some thoughts that I have with you about making that happen. It's not going to be difficult. It's not difficult to enter into that next level of your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not difficult for Him to become real to you. He is real. And like I said, He's real. But He has to become real to us in order for our relationship to move to the next level. Now, this is what we are called to do as Christians. We're called to work on our relationship with Christ. We're invited to invite Him into our lives and help us with our problems. Unfortunately, a lot of times we don't do that. We take on the world by ourselves. We don't give Him a chance to work in our lives often. And sometimes it's as simple as we don't believe it's possible. We don't believe that a relationship with Jesus can be real. We don't believe that a relationship with Jesus can be life-changing. We don't believe that it can really transform the way we face the world, in that we don't have to be nervous all the time. We don't have to be anxious. So let's chat a little bit about that today, and I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit, through my words, helps you to realize that today everything can change. You know, the burdens you've been carrying around, the difficulties, the overwhelming feeling, that weight that's on your shoulders. My prayer today is that that can be lifted and that you can let Christ share your burdens. All right, that's my prayer. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit take on the responsibility of making this happen, of allowing you to realize that. So, the burden is lifted from my shoulders. The burden is transferred to the Holy Spirit now. So why don't we pray? Let's turn to our Father in heaven right now. Let's pray, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for being present for us again today. As Father, as I say so frequently when I talk to you at the beginning of this program, we don't always feel your presence. We certainly don't see your presence because you're invisible. You're pure spirit, so that makes sense. But Father, through faith, we know that you're here. We know that you hear us. We know that you love us. We know that you are all-powerful. And when I say these things, Father, I say them not because you don't know them, because I know you know who you are, what you can do. You know that you created the entire universe out of nothing. You know that any problem we worry about is something you can handle, that you can solve. So I don't say these things for your benefit. I really say them for our benefit, because it's too easy for us to forget or to not even understand what it is that you can do. So, Father, we come before you today reminding ourselves that you can do all things, that you're all powerful, that you care about us, that you can handle any problem that we face. And, Father, we ask you to take our burdens from us, to help us to carry the crosses in life that we experience right now, to grant us the grace that we need to remain hopeful, filled with peace, in spite of difficulties. Father, we place our trust in you this day. We surrender to your will. We ask you to use us as your instruments. Father, your will be done this day. Please use us to spread the gospel message around the world as much as we can to those people that we have contact with every day, either in person or through social media or the internet. And Father, I ask you to use me today to give me the words for this show. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to hear what it is that you have to say and to respond to it. Father God, I ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, as I was praying, by the way, thanks for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth, in case you just might happen to be tuning in to the show right now. When I was praying, I just felt the Spirit move me to say what I said about, you know, we don't need to remind God of who he is and how powerful he is. He gets that. He knows it. But by praising him, see, praise has a twofold purpose. Number one, he deserves it. He deserves our praise. Our praise is to say, man, God, you are really good. You know, we praise our family members. We praise our children. We praise our favorite athletes, right? Don't we? We praise our favorite musicians, singers. You know, they are so fantastic. I love them. I love listening to them. They're so great. Doesn't it make sense that we should praise God to tell other people and to tell Him, God, you are really good. You know, we are talking to God in our prayer. And that is so easy to forget, isn't it? It's so easy to forget that we're in the presence of God. But yet, if you met your favorite celebrity in person, you would tell them, I love your work. I love everything you do. And it's easier because they are in the flesh. God, it's challenging. It really is. But see, that's why we have the Holy Spirit to help us. We have the Holy Spirit to help us because it is difficult. It is difficult to remember that we are in the presence of God when we pray. So one of the things I like to do on this show is keep things real. I want you to know that it's difficult to remember you're praying to God. But by remembering that, I think we work at it a little more, and it helps us to focus, because otherwise, if we don't think about it, and if we don't acknowledge that it's not easy, right, what happens is we can sometimes either go through the motions, think that this is for holy people, this praying stuff, I'm never going to get this, and then you do a lame job at your praying, and then before you know it, you just stop praying or just decrease how much you pray. So I really think it is worth acknowledging, yeah, this is tough. These are problems. And I feel it's my job in my writing, in my speaking, when I do radio, to be honest with you and let you know I love God. I talk to Him every day. I love Jesus. I talk to Jesus every day. The same with the Holy Spirit. But there are times when I don't feel it. And I don't know, I think you need to hear that from me sometimes. There's sometimes when my mind starts to wander, and I'm talking to Almighty God, the creator of the universe. That's okay. I mean, that's normal. See, what wouldn't be good is if I didn't care about it and try to do something about it. And part of that something about it is turning to Jesus when I'm talking to the Father and say, Jesus, look, I want to talk to your Father. Please lead me closer to Him. Help me. And Jesus already did that by giving me His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit helps me to recognize that the Father is real. But I want you to know that this is a lifelong process. And this typically doesn't happen overnight. This getting closer to God, this getting closer to Jesus, this depending on the Holy Spirit, doesn't happen overnight. So please don't beat yourself up when you're not where you think you should be. If you remember at the start of Advent, I said, let the Holy Spirit be in charge of the progress you make this Advent. You can't force it to happen. You could try, but you can't manufacture faith. You just can't. But what you can do is put a little time in and work at it. I mean, good quality time. It really doesn't matter what you say. What matters is the fact that you're sitting with God. You're spending time in His presence. You're trying to get closer to Jesus. So let's talk about this for the remainder of the show. I've told you this before, and you probably realize this if you've listened to me for any length of time. I don't script these shows. I have an idea what I want to talk about, and I really depend on the Spirit to lead me. And I trust the Spirit to lead me down the right path. I trust the Spirit to guide my thoughts and my words when I do this show so that I can present the message that He wants me to present, not the message that I can present to you the message that I want to present, but I think it's a lot more powerful if I let the Spirit do it. And I'm really feeling the Spirit leading me today. So I hope it works. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope we get, I say what I'm supposed to say, but look, I asked, and I'm going to depend on the Spirit for that. Before we go too much further, followingthetruth.com is my website. Please go there. Consider making a donation if you could. I mentioned this a week or so ago on the program here. Didn't get a lot of response, so I just want you to know this is a really tough time for me. If you are able, if you like my work, you know, and you want to see it continue, please consider going to followingthetruth.com. Click on donate. And really, if you would like to, if you could become a monthly sponsor, that would really help me out. I'm not going to talk a lot about this, but I just figured I'm supposed to throw it out there and let you know that things are tough right now in the world of people who do full-time ministry, such as myself. It's not, no speaking work out there. There's not much on the horizon because we don't know what kind of funding the churches will have after this pandemic. But look, I know that if I'm supposed to be on the air, that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen oftentimes through your generosity. So please, if you could, consider making a donation to my work by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. All right, thank you very much for that. Now let's get back to this topic. So Advent is this time for us to try to prepare. Prepare, expectant preparation or expectant waiting. It's a time of waiting because the idea is we're looking forward to the coming of Christ. We look forward to him coming again in glory at the end of time. We recognize the fact that he entered our world. He didn't have to, but he did, to save us from our sins, to lead us back to the Father. But I think, you know, the thing that motivates us, now, look, we know he's coming at the end of time. But we tend to have a sense of, we lose a sense of urgency because it's been 2,000 plus years and he hasn't come back. He might come back today. He might come back tomorrow. I don't know. But people being people, we tend to figure it's not imminent, right? What happens when we do that? We don't prepare. So I like to focus on this third coming of Christ, which is him coming to you more closely into your life today. I mean, yeah, we look at Christmas as the end point of our preparation. I'm going to prepare every day. But even along the way, as you prepare for him to welcome him more deeply into your life, you're going to encounter him more today just by doing that. So the mere act of preparing is going to help you. I want you to know something, that I have gone to church for as long as I can remember, every Sunday. Never fell away. But for years, and I've shared this with you before, I went through the motions. So I just did it. I daydreamed through Mass. I checked the box. And as a result, I really did not have a good relationship with Jesus. Just, I didn't. The first thing I want you to know is, it is possible to have a deep personal relationship with Christ. In other words, we love each other, we're good friends, we talk. He's real, right? You need somebody to tell you that. Now, you might already have that relationship with him, but in case you don't, in case you want it to get better, I feel it's my job to tell you that, to let you know that it is possible. And I'm not talking about him being a figment of my imagination or just pleasant thoughts, I do this to make me feel good. No, I'm talking about I have surrendered my life to Christ, and you know, I fail at this sometimes, but my goal is to allow him to be my Lord and Savior. He's my master. He's the boss. He calls the shots. I follow his lead. I give him everything. He has my entire life. And again, I fail quite often at this, but that's my goal. And through my relationship with Jesus, I experience so much more peace than I've ever felt in the past. And it's not always a feeling of peace. I want to make that clear. Sometimes I'm a little nervous. I still have anxiety at times. It doesn't completely go away, ever, for those of us who tend to be anxious. But I now know what to do when I'm afraid. You know, when I start to see the warning signals, uh-oh, I'm starting to worry about the future, starting to worry about my family, looking at the COVID numbers, they're going up, oh, I've learned to turn my attention to Christ, to pray, to read the Bible, to get to Mass. I go every day. Thank God I'm able to do that. And when I do these things, see, what happens is I draw closer to him. My relationship with him grows a little bit. every time I do one of these things. And as does the peace. So typically what happens is I'll be a little nervous about something, sometimes a lot nervous, and I'll turn to the Lord in prayer. I'll pray even while my stomach is queasy, even while I have butterflies, even while I'm not feeling his presence. I just do it. Ultimately, over time, a couple hours, days, even weeks, over time, I will feel his presence, or I will be at peace. And a lot of times that peace is in my mind. But that's good enough. And it's a peace of knowing that I'm on the right track and that the Lord is with me. And I know it's not coming from me, because oftentimes no circumstances in my life are changing. Externally, I don't see the effects of my prayers. I'm just saying sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't. But you begin to feel differently. You begin to have a confidence that this is going to work out. That's the intervention of the Lord. That's grace. That's what he can do for your life. So I just want to make sure that I wrestle with this when I do this show. I think like, well, okay, what am I supposed to say here? How complicated do I want to make this? And I really feel that it's not my job to dump on you a bunch of intellectual teaching and knowledge. I'll sprinkle it in, but I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Yeah, I know what the Catholic Church teaches. I've studied what the church teaches. But I think the most important thing I've done was I've spent time with Christ. I've made time for him. And I think that during Advent is what we all need to do. We need to make some time for him. Earlier this week, I began setting my alarm clock again. For a while, I got away from it. Due to some things going on around my home, there I wasn't able to get up as early as I used to. And now I'm back to doing that. I'm waking up extra early and spending time doing some spiritual reading, some scripture, some prayer. Spending that time with the Lord. So during Advent, what I'm doing is I'm giving up a little sleep time and giving that time to Jesus to draw closer to him, right? So I got to clear out some of the clutter and invite him in. And as I go through Advent, I'm looking for ways and I'm getting ideas. See, that's what's happening to me too. I'm starting to get ideas about how I can love God more through Jesus. And a lot of times it involves doing things for my family members. It involves writing. I'm doing a lot of writing now too. But those ideas are coming from the Holy Spirit. And I'm feeling peaceful. You know, and again, not always. But when I get back, the Lord eventually restores my peace. So just make sure you spend a little time each day. And make sure if you haven't done it, even if you have done it, keep doing it. Surrender your life to Christ. Say, Jesus, I'm surrendering my life to you. I'm surrendering my problems to you. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. You take care of the rest. He's going to do most of the work. And then you'll get ideas. You'll realize what you're supposed to do. And it's going to be different for all of us. Essentially, if you got a problem, something you're trying to work through in your life, if you can do something about it, he would expect you to do it. But at some point, you're going to have to turn it over to him, and that's what he wants. But what I'm going to assure you of, and you know, this is Advent, this is what we're supposed to do. If you make room for Jesus, if you clean up your house, internal house, you make some room for him, he's going to occupy that space. It might involve turning the TV off a little bit. You know, I still watch non-religious shows on TV. It's okay. I still listen to non-Christian music. That's okay. As long as it's not immoral, that's fine. You know, God created music. He wants us to enjoy ourselves. But I also make time to spend with Christ every day. There's only so many hours in a day. I'm either going to spend time with Jesus or not with Jesus. So if I give up something, some sleep, my favorite show, you know, a little personal time, and devote that time to talking to Jesus. I'm going to benefit from that, and so will you. So this Advent, I'm going to invite you to do that as we go forward. You're listening to this show. That's a great start. You know, because I talk about Jesus on this show. So you're doing just that. I would say keep it up. Keep it up. It will pay off. But don't beat yourself up if it doesn't pay off instantly. Gary, I'm praying and I'm not feeling instant peace. Well, sometimes that's the way it works. But I guarantee, in the long run, you're going to have more moments of peace than if you're not praying. I know that for a fact. Listen, if you have questions, even over the weekend, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. All right? I know that I'm praying for you every day as well. As we go through this Advent season together, remember that if you make the effort, if you dedicate time to growing closer to Christ, it's going to pay off. And the closer to Christ you get, the closer to God the Father you're going to get to, because Jesus will lead you to the Father. And I recommend that you ask the Holy Spirit to help you every day. Holy Spirit, inspire my thoughts, my words, and my actions. Every day I ask the Father for a fresh outpouring of the Spirit, an awakening of the Holy Spirit in me. And then I talk to the Spirit, because I know the Father's always going to answer that prayer because Jesus said he would. And then I talk to the Spirit and say, Spirit, you have permission. You have permission to transform me into Jesus, because that's his job. I know it's a tall order, but he can do it. And he can do it with you too. So I don't want you to lose hope. You're doing good. You know, again, if you're listening to this, you're in good shape. You're doing something. You don't need to be spending 3 hours a day focusing on Advent preparation. You'd probably burn out if you did that. Again, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me as well. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to listen to the Gary Zimak Show this weekend for a reflection on Sunday's Mass readings. You can get that podcast from wherever you get this one. And God willing, I look forward to being back with you here Monday on Following the Truth. God bless. Talk to you next time.